North Korea is a black hole of information. But one thing is certain, it's extremely difficult to be a Christian there. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll be sorting out fact and fiction when it comes to stories from North Korea. It also comes with a necessary prayer reminder. And then stay tuned to hear about a ministry impacting multiple generations of families. It's news with a worldview. For example, a new report on torture and murder of Christians in North Korea actually seeks to shed light on the persecution crisis. But the truth can get muddied by unconfirmed accounts and provocative stories. According to Christian Today, the Christian Solidarity Worldwide report gives some gruesome details about North Korean believers who were killed for their faith, including death by steamroller. However, the steamroller stories from North Korea have popped up several times since the 90s and often seem to pan out more as urban legend. Emily Fuentes with Open Doors USA says, either way, the plight of North Korean Christians is still very real.
While Open Doors cannot confirm or deny this particular story, we do know that persecution of Christians in North Korea is the worst country in the world. For 14 years, we've ranked North Korea as the top persecutor of Christians, and it's because there have been graphic acts of violence against Christians.
And while we may not hear much from our Christian brothers and sisters in North Korea, it's a reminder that they desperately need our prayer.
Be praying for Christians in North Korea who have to endure a lot. They can't safely share the gospel even with their own families for fear of putting themselves in up to three generations at risk for their faith. And so it's vital that we be lifting our brothers and sisters up in prayer on a daily basis.
Our next story is about trauma. The word doesn't really make you think about children in the United States. Yet just about half of all U.S. kids have dealt with some kind of trauma. And with a number this big, Family Christian is trying to help in a unique way through a little bear called Barnabas. Family Christian's Dan Hubka.
We make a cute bear available at a very good price. And with that bear, you can choose to purchase one for yourself to bring home to give to someone who would enjoy it, or to purchase a Barnabas bear and leave them at the store for what we call adoption. But we give them to a child in need.
Stories of the bear's impact range from police officers giving them to traumatized children in the U.S. to kids receiving the bear as possibly their first present ever in Africa. And as the bear continues to go out and become a reminder in children's lives that God loves them, would you pray for them?
Well, my prayer is that each and every bear that comes in contact with whoever needs it, that they experience more than just receiving a stuffed animal, that they understand the love that it represents and the heart behind it. And so my prayer request is that Barnabas meets all those needy right where they are and reminds them of the love of the Savior.
And finally, most people think of the resort island of Bali when asked about the country of Indonesia. But for Vera Aurama with Compassion International, her homeland is a rich tapestry of languages, dialects, and cultures, all in need of tangible hope. Compassion's model for partnering with local churches to serve children has transformed whole communities throughout Indonesia.
Many of parents consent that Compassion is really help the children, not only about how the project gives food for them, not only about access to medical checkup, but also the children will be a good person, because in Compassion's project, the tutor and mentor will teach a good thing for the children.
Those good things include the gospel. And Aurama says the care being provided to the children is impacting many parents for eternity. So prayer is essential for the work of Compassion and the local church.
Pray for all staff in our local church who be our partners, so they will have people to serve the mother, the children, the community. But also please pray for our children and then the faithfulness for our project staff.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and sometimes you just want to shut it out because it seems pretty hopeless. But how about this? Let's change the world instead. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. So join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.